from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. The Cochrane-Temiskaming Children's Treatment Center is taking over responsibility for two programs from the Porcupine Health Unit. Treatment Center Executive Director Marie Rouleau says for many years, her organization has been a partner with the health unit for preschool speech and language and infant hearing. Many of the kids in the programs are already involved in the center's programs dealing with their physical, perceptual, communication, and developmental needs.
The familiarity with the programs is something that we're very comfortable with.
The transition is targeted to be complete across the Cochrane District by October 1st. Eligible Canadian seniors aged 75 and older are getting a boost in their pension. Ottawa is permanently increasing their old age security payment by 10%. It's the first permanent increase to OAS since 1973 and means that full pensioners will get more than $800 more over the first year. The federal Conservatives will hold the third debate in their leadership race next month. The decision to hold it was made after the party sent out a survey last week. A majority of the 24,000 members who responded want the debate. Results of the race will be announced in Ottawa on September 10th. Conservative MPs in Britain have narrowed their leadership choices from 10 to 2 in the race to succeed Boris Johnson as Prime Minister. Former Finance Minister Rishi Sunak and Foreign Secretary Liz Truss will now be campaigning at party events across the country this summer to drum up support. The party's 160,000 members will then cast their ballots, with the final result to be announced September 5th. Johnson announced his resignation earlier this month after a string of scandals caused many cabinet ministers to quit. Science North has a new CEO, and she hails from Smooth Rock Falls. After an international search, Ashley LaRose was unanimously appointed by the organization's Board of Trustees. Board Chair Dr. Stephen Kosar says LaRose, the organization's current Director of Development, has demonstrated strong leadership qualities throughout her career with Science North, working in a variety of key roles. LaRose takes over as CEO on August 1st. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.